Chicago police recruit walks out of academy after instructor alleges he is intoxicated. By Elaine Mallon on July 11, 2023. A Chicago police recruit, allegedly screaming expletives, stormed out of the police academy Monday morning after a sergeant retrieved a breathalyzer to test his sobriety. The incident occurred around 6:50 a.m. while a sergeant was welcoming the new recruit class outside the Timothy J. O'Connor Training Center, CWV Chicago reported. The sergeant noticed the recruit wearing a suit, carrying a black duffel bag heading toward the front entrance doors, according to a CPD memo. The report stated, the individual was swaying to his left and then to his right as he approached the front doors. The individual was losing his balance and footing, making his walking choppy and uneven. The recruit lost control of his balance inside the building, and a second sergeant asked him to sit down. He stayed with the recruit while another sergeant went to grab a breathalyzer. The sergeant noticed the recruit had red eyes and dilated pupils, and he asked the recruit if he was drinking or under the influence of drugs. However, the recruit would not answer and began to exit the building. The sergeant commanded him to stop walking away. It was at this point when the recruit was quickening his pace that he began to turn to the sergeant and state verbatim, "Fuck you, bro," according to the memo. It is unknown if the recruit is still with the police academy, but he is due in court on July 17. This outburst comes as the Chicago Police Department, CPD, struggles with recruiting and retaining officers after 3,300 officers retired, resigned, or were fired since 2019, CBS News reported. This month, the department is down 1,625 officers from its highest number in January 2019. In 2021, there were 42% more resignations than in 2019, CNN reported. In order to boost the applicant pool, the department dropped the 60-hour college credit requirement. According to Chuck Wexler, executive director of the Police Executive Research Forum, being a police officer has become more demanding. If you want to change American police culture, you need to hire the best and the brightest, Wexler told CNN. I'm not sure that's where we are today given what we're seeing.